Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. And don't forget to check out the new video, too. We put those up at least one new one every week. Joan King. Joan, I have a very good friend named Joan Pride, and I can't stop saying her name. Joan C. King is our guest. Joan, she's a wonderful person, by the way. So it's kind of a compliment.
Thank you.
Joan King, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. She's the author of A Life on Purpose and Wisdom at Work. Joan, tell us how we can find the book, please.
You can find the book on my website. And soon it will be back in bookstores.
All right.
It's just in printing right now, but you can get it from my website.
All right. So check that out. And give us the website again, please, joanckking.com.
It's cellular-wisdom.com.
Cellular-wisdom.com. Check it out. It's a great book. Joan, earlier you talked to us about having this talk with ourselves, quieting the chatter in our brain, between the different regions of our brain, getting those things quieted down so that you can actually have a conversation with yourself. Years ago, someone pointed out to me the difference in the left brain and the right brain. The left brain is the engineer, practical, pragmatic, don't give me any hyperbole side of your brain. The right side of your brain is the creative, sort of a Pollyanna kind of a side of the brain. And what I learned is, and I believe this is true because I've experienced it, is that your right brain wakes up before your left brain does.
I actually don't know if that is true, but I can tell you this. The left brain is where language is.
Yep.
And so when you're talking to yourself and you're talking to yourself out of being creative, your left brain is very active.
Yeah, exactly. No, I do believe this is true, because if you think about it, how many great ideas do you get in the shower?
And how many do you recognize that come to market that you discarded because you didn't think they were good enough?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because the right brain thought of it and the left brain talked you out of it.
That's right. So one of the things we have to do is learn how to quiet that left brain, because our creativity and our unique contribution to the world is not necessarily found in our language.
Right.
It's found at a place deeper within this. So a question I often ask, and your listeners can ask themselves to invite this deeper wisdom that we have within, is to ask ourselves, what is it I know about this, whatever the this is, that I don't know, that I know?
Mm-hmm.
So let me repeat that. What is it I know about this, that I don't know, that I know? That quiets the brain that's always active, executive
functioning. It might even confuse the brain there, Joan.
It might, and that's the idea. Confuse that part of the brain.
It worked like a charm.
That's right. And find the time when it's most easy for you to tap into the quiet within you. For me, for example, when I'm writing, I get up at 3:30 in the morning to write. Now, I'm not suggesting that your readers get up at 3:30 in the morning, but it may be that there is a time. Some people are late night people. There is usually a cycle that we have in our brain chemistry that is the best cycle for us to tap into our creativity.
My brain experts, and I have more than one, all of them tell me that your right brain wakes up at least 45 minutes before your left brain does. And that gives you time to let the creative juices flow before the left brain wakes up and said, okay, what's going on here? What you been up to?
Right.
And now your left brain, you have to be careful. You can't... you talk about the language and everything. The left brain is the due diligence part of your brain.
And it's got to come
it's
into
probably,
action at some
it,
point.
It might be giving you good advice.
It might be. But what you have to do, there is a reason that every part of the left brain is connected to the exact same opposite side of the brain, to the right mm-hmm. brain. There are all these connections through a great big structure in the middle of our brain called the corpus callosum.
Right.
It pulls together the left and the right is the reason for that.
Go ahead.
And the reason is that they have to work together. You can't discard it completely.
Now, I've been told that women have 40% more connective tissues to the brain. Now, Joan, don't yell at me, but does that mean that there's women have more chatter in their brains than men do?
No, women have more bilateral function.
But not more chatter. That's the story you're sticking to, right?
I'm sticking to that story.
Okay, all right. So women don't have a harder time quieting down their brain than men do?
No.
Okay. That's the other story you're sticking to, right?
I am sticking to it. The issue is the difference between those who are more externally energized and those who are internally energized, women or men. Some people only get their ideas by talking it out with somebody else.
Right.
Other people need to be alone.
Yeah.
And you need to know your own mechanism. But when mm-hmm. you're talking it out with somebody else, they're not answering you.
Joan, I've got to wrap it up. Joan King, ladies and gentlemen, the book's called A Life on Purpose. Joan, give us the website again, please.
www.cellular-wisdom.com.
Thanks, Joan, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.